Blog Talk Radio.
Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.
For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods.
That is right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
It's the ChristCast 2020. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
Two generations with
one mission:
to recruit an army of digital disciples
for the glory of God.
And we're back after
Welcome back.
We're both heading off for our Thanksgiving vacation.
Yes.
Well, yours is not really a vacation.
No, I'm playing soccer.
You're playing soccer. You'll be out in Las Vegas.
Yes.
At the beautiful Mirage. And I will be at an equally super secret luxury resort casino somewhere in the great American Midwest.
Probably on an Indian reservation.
We're both going to areas of sin. And
well, I'm not old enough to do
any of it. That's true.
So.
But what I think is interesting to point out is that when we get to the New Testament in your senior year, a lot of the places that the Apostle Paul went, Corinth, Thessalonica, these cities were 10 times worse than Las Vegas ever could imagine being, and yet he was able to change those communities to very, very godly places, so that's awesome. When you find out that something, like for instance, our dear friend, Miss Riddle, was diagnosed with breast cancer.
That's so sad.
Well, when I found out that she had had her operation and it wasn't serious, I sort of reflexively said,
Thank God.
Yes. And so this is our Thanksgiving special. We're taking a break from our format. Our next book, Hosea, will kick off the Minor Prophets in January. And Hosea has to marry a prostitute, so it didn't feel like a really happy show for Thanksgiving. So we'll talk about that.
Or Christmas.
Yeah, or Christmas. So we're going to wrap up the broadcast here. Only three shows left.
Yep.
Plus the concert. And so today I want to talk about that reflexive way that we say thank God. And we've got a special guest to kind of talk about the concept of thanks.
She's one of our favorite people.
One of our absolute favorite people. And we have a question for her, don't we, Kiki?
Yes. Miss Carl, our favorite person, what are you thankful for just for this Thanksgiving?
So like both of you have already talked a little bit about, obviously I think we're constantly aware of many ways that we're being blessed or spared in some way, you know, just in different things that happen in life. But I have to remind myself to stop and just thank the Lord for simple things sometimes, you know, just another day to live, beautiful weather like today. Specifically within this year, I know that my gratefulness for God's consistency and his character has grown, and specifically just, you know, more love for his word. You know, Psalm 119:11 talks about knowing his word, hiding in our hearts so that we wouldn't sin against him. And then Psalm 119:105 talks about it being a light to our paths. And I have just realized this year, I've been reminded more than ever in my life that it's, you know, the word of God, especially within our generation and within the world today, is not as revered. It's not as referenced. But the reality is it is our ultimate source of truth. And as I've constantly been reminded of that and referred back to it, I have just had to, you know, ask God to help me remember that is the greatest thing he could give us, you know, is more of himself, more revelations of who he is. You know, and that's ultimately what leads to our salvation. And so that's for sure at the top of my list, just getting to know God more, getting to learn more about him through his word. I'm always really grateful for family, especially around this time of year, as you get to see them more and hang out with them. And then I was trying to, I know there's other things. Oh, one thing I you know, obviously, I don't know. It's not like I guess you would talk about this necessarily on the show. I had to step away from NBCA earlier this year from teaching, but I've been really grateful that I've still been able to continue that relationship and get to see Kiki and some of the other girls. I'm very grateful that that has still remained a part of my life. And so those are just a few things as I reflect on the year.
Awesome. And I was asking you before the show, I don't think other created beings, like I don't think deer and frogs say thank you to one another. They might. I don't know. I don't think frog or deer. But it does seem like we're uniquely designed to feel that almost reflexive gratitude for God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that. And as we talked about, the Bible also continually talks about how creation ascribes glory to God. It speaks to who He is. And so even if we are failing to praise Him, you know, Scripture talks about the rocks will cry out. The creation will speak to its creator. And so we do see that all around us.
Awesome. That's why she's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
She's always spot on. And so I'm glad to hear that you're still subbing out there. And
yeah.
I feel bad when you have to have Kiki in your class. I know what a troublemaker she is.
She's a hard one to handle. Hard one to keep in line.
Yeah, I was sitting on my computer in the front row not doing anything when you subbed.
Okay.
Yes. I'm just saying. Well, we
were supposed to be reading.
I did.
She's got senioritis in her junior year. Hey, we're going to step out for a second. And during the break, you're going to hear Kiki and Senator Donna Campbell on election night. We had the privilege of being at the Donna Campbell watch party over at Rudy's. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about the balance of the year and what we're thankful for. And we'll do it all right after
this. So, for your next 4 years, what are you trying to plan to do with our state? The same stuff, the same legislative agenda that I started with, which is number one, to protect life. Number two, keep government small, limited government. Let's try to do something with our property taxes to bring them down. Let's find a way to have better education for our children, but where parents have the right to choose the arena they want to educate their children in, and obviously support our veterans.
The Keep Christ in Christmas concert is December 9th at 5 p.m. We asked Pastor Adam Cork about it.
Well, I am so excited. We're going to be at the Brontech Theater again this year. We've had it there in the last 2 years. It's been a great venue for us. Well, we're just looking forward to bringing different music groups together from across the whole breadth of the Christian faith here at Christmas time in New Braunfels to share the Word of God and through voice and song. So we get to sing together as a group and then hear the individual groups sing as well, just praising God with sacred Christmas music, remembering what Christmas is truly all about.
All right, we are back heading into the, I'm thankful for the 4 years on the show with Kiki without any mistakes.
More outtakes.
Yes,
yay.
More outtakes as we're heading into Thanksgiving week. There is no show next week. People
no.
should know. We're not going to show up on Thanksgiving here at Chick-fil-A and try to do a podcast. We're not even in our usual spot today, which is Kiki
he's,
knows.
No, he's all salty about it. That's why you hear the tension.
Oh, I love chairs. I love chairs like that. And, of course, lots of great verses in the Bible about thanks. This is one of my favorites, which was the verse from your eighth grade year, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances.
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I think God wants us to be grateful. God wants us to be thankful. Pastor Adam talking about the Keep Christ in Christmas concert.
Yeah,
that really
we're doing
got
that
whole thing
again this year.
Started for me back years ago when they took down the banner and I started the One City Under God show as my little form of civil disobedience, protesting the removal of that banner, and it's led to all of this. So, like I said, we'll get to the minor prophets starting in 2019. There's 11 of them, so that'll kind of wrap up your junior year.
Yeah.
And then there'll only be one left. We'll kick off the senior year with the New Testament. So, as ever, what are you thankful for this year, Kiki?
I'm just kind of thankful for what God has put in front of me that I'm still able to go to school because I know a lot of people haven't been able to do that in their life. And I know people always say, like, I hate school, and it's, like, so frustrating with all the homework and classes, but I'm glad I still have it. It's a privilege that God's blessed me with, and I'm thankful for doing this. It's, like, this is one way to get away from stuff, talk about Jesus, and it's, like, people can't really judge you for it if they can't really see your face.
Well, that's true, and I did the math. There's about well over 2,000 high school juniors in this area. I don't know another one that does a Christian podcast every Thursday morning, so I think that is unique. Since we're here at Chick-fil-A at West Point Village, I do want to send a quick shout-out to Lupita, who has been so very nice the past couple of weeks. I don't know anybody could be nicer than Logan here at Chick-fil-A at West Point Village, but Lupita is really really giving him a run. And this year, I'm always thankful, like you said, Miss Carl, for my faith and my family. This year, I'm particularly thankful for my home. I think I'm probably in my house for the last Thanksgiving and Christmas, or the second to last. We're going to consolidate our houses. We don't need all that room for two people that don't weigh a combined 300 pounds if my son moves out and goes off to college. And so I'm really going to enjoy that. I can remember being a young man and going, how do people afford these houses? It's impossible. I'll never be able to afford one of those. And so I've enjoyed 15 years in New Braunfels next year. So I've never lived anywhere longer. And despite the travel and stuff like that, most mornings begin at that home, and I go to sleep. And the first thing I say every morning and the last thing I say at night, I say, thank you, God, for another day in paradise. Even when heaters don't work or carpets get stained.
Even though it might not be paradise someday.
Yes, it's paradise
it could be
to
a
somebody.
Paradise.
That's
yeah.
right. I don't know if I mentioned this. We had our first listen in Vietnam.
Hi.
Which is really cool. I don't have to say hello in Vietnam
wow.
yet. We get metadata on where the show is listening
wow,
to.
Wow, that is impressive.
And as Kiki likes to say, hello from the past, because we're going to put
yes.
our show name and sign a card for the Samaritan's Purse Box. We have
yes.
no idea who might get that. But if they
no.
have access to the
but
internet.
But I know there's ways where you're able to track the box and see
oh.
what country it goes to.
I did not know that. That is something, that is something I did not know. Well, we hope everybody out there has a very, very blessed Thanksgiving. I'm also very thankful for the friendship between the Dias and the Culpepper families
hey.
Over these many years. And my name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And to God be the
glory.